102.7 The Wolf.
KWVF Guerneville. KHTH HD3 Santa Rosa.
America's greatest hits for Sonoma County.
102.7 The Wolf.
She's a good girl. Loves her mom. Loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl. She's crazy about Elvis. Loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. The vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
Alive and well on 102.7 The Wolf.
You're confessing, but I'm still guessing. me go or make me wanna say this is it. Ooh, please let me know if this ain't love. You better let me go if this is it. Ooh, I wanna know if this ain't love, baby. Just say so.
Get the chance to dance along the light of day and head back to the Milky Way. Tell me, did you sail?
live here.
Hi, I'm Elton John.
Hi, this is Steve Walsh from the band Kansas.
Hi, this is Meatloaf.
Hey, this is Nancy Wilson from Heart. I love Sonoma County. And 102.7 The Wolf is my favorite station.
She knew.
knew how to get her kicks. She was a raspberry buffet, the kind you find in a secondhand store. It's the bottom roof, and the horses wonder who you are. The thunder drowns out, but the lightning sees. You feel like a movie star. Listen, this ain't the first time, ain't the greatest. I'll tell ya, if I had the chance to do it all again, I wouldn't change a stroke. Cause baby, I'm the most. But a girl as fine as she was.
The Wolf.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
In time.
It's the time.
If you've got the time, we've got the hits. This weekend, we spring ahead.
Time keeps on slipping. Into the future.
Don't forget, set your clocks ahead 1 hour before you go to bed Saturday night.
This is the most crucial and serious time.
Then wake up an hour earlier to America's greatest hits on 102.7 The Wolf.
Sonoma County Focus.
Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis, and today we're going to talk about North Bay Honor Flight. You can find out all the details at northbayhonorflight.org. In the studio with me is Kevin Wadlinger. He is the president of the board of directors for the organization. He's also the co-founder for this chapter here, which is great. And we're going to get all the details. It's a really, really cool concept. And it wasn't originated here, but we're going to get those details with Kevin. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
So tell us, what is an honor flight?
An honor flight is a flight transporting America's veterans to Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
to visit their memorials, all the memorials, actually, dedicated to the honor and the service and sacrifices that these veterans have made.
Wow. How did you find out about this program?
I first found out about this program. I was in a radio meeting in Memphis, Tennessee. It was a benefit meeting for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And at breakfast, I was sitting next to a gentleman from Louisiana, radio broadcaster from Louisiana. And he was talking about Louisiana Honor Air. And I listened in. And as he described what they were doing, I started to cry. And I said to myself, we got to do this. So that was the fall of 2007. It was about 2 years after actually the Honor Flight Network was founded in 2005. And I can go there too if you want to know where it started.
Sure, yeah.
So a gentleman by the name of Earl Morse, he's still with us, was a physician's assistant in Springfield, Ohio. He had a number of 2005 was about the time the World War II memorial was finished. Oddly enough, it took forever to build that memorial.
Right.
And so Earl, a military guy himself, was pretty excited. He had a number of World War II vets as patients, and one by one he asked them, aren't you excited? Aren't you looking forward to going to see your memorials? We're only in Ohio. It's a quick jump over to Washington, D.C. His response, the response he heard was, no, I'm too old to fly. I'm tired. I don't have the money. Yada, yada.
Right.
And so Earl, a private pilot, got a couple of his pilot buddies together, and they started taking World War II veterans to visit these